Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, George Pipgras. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge takes first base on ball four. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Cook reaches third base with a triple. Judge goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cook scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Ruth scores. Chapman moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Chapman scores. Lazzari moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Lazzari moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp strikes out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Pipgras covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into right field. Jolly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. Chapman moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 4-2, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Lazzari moves to third. Johnny Welch now pitching. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth strikes out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judge hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Cook goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Yankees. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Yankees, 4. George Uhel now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to second. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Combs reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball towards center. Cook catches it and throws to second to double up Combs. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to second. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters juggles the ball. That's an error on Walters. Gehrig scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Lazzari moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Cook moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Combs bunts towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Uhel moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. Uhel moves to third. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Samuel Byrd now playing right field. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Alexander pinch hits for Johnny Welch. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.